Thanks, Vic. Trent, with the NFL draft kicking off Thursday night, you're very familiar with these young men are about to go through. Take us back to this time last year. What was the week like leading up to the draft?
This time last year, man, it was a lot of preparation, just getting ready for the draft. Really anxious, wasn't that much nervous until you really got to the draft. For me, I was getting my suit together and seeing what I was going to wear, make sure my little girls had their dresses and stuff, man, and just make sure the family was right, man, and making up flights for the draft, who was coming down and who wasn't and stuff like that. And, you know, man, really just, you know, just trying to get everything together for, you know, this moment right here, man, where these kids' lives going to be changed for the rest of their lives. So for me, it was, you know, it was a scary moment, but it was an anxious moment, and it was a, you know, nervous moment at the same time. So it was a, you know, bitter, but, you know, a good moment at the same time.
Now, when you finally got to Radio City Music Hall, what was going through your mind?
Like, man, I can actually be picked out the top five, man. And, you know, it's really here right now, man. And, you know, it's crazy, man, that you see this stuff on TV, man. But, you know, you're actually here right now, man. You're doing all the stuff that these guys did years before you and, you know, guys that want to do, you know, years after you. It's crazy, man. It's a dream come true.
Now, when you were sitting in the green room and you were seeing the activity that was going on and the Browns had traded with the Minnesota Vikings for that third pick, did you realize then, like, whoa, I may be going number three?
Yeah, when I heard about the trade, man, and I knew right then that I was going number three, man. You know, and you know, this place here, man, is a hungry place, and man, you're not gonna understand, you know, why they picked me, man, because, you know, I'm showing every attribute of my game that I can play, and I'm ready to play for this, you know, for this city, man. But, you know, the whole time, man, when they traded up, man, I just had a feeling I wasn't gonna get past the Browns at all.
When you received the call from the Cleveland Browns in the green room, who did you talk to, and what was that conversation like?
Well, when I first got the call, I talked to Pat, and then I had talked to GB, man. That conversation was like, you ready to go? And I was like, man, I can't wait to get there, man. You know, it was, you know, I was still, you know, in my head, like, man, I can't believe I got this phone call before everybody, man. And, you know, my night going in early, you know, towards the draft and stuff, man. And, you know, because you hear stuff about, you know, backs not going first top five or top ten. But, you know, they made up a lot when I got to go top three, and I had a good year last year. And so, you know, hopefully they can pick up another back in the top 10 or whatever if they do go out and do that, man. So, you know, hopefully I just, you know, brought the value up for the running backs this year.
So when you're sitting in the green room, you get the phone call. Now all of a sudden it's just a cherry on top to hear Commissioner Roger Goodell call your name. What was that like?
It was official. When I heard that name call, man, and I got to hug my mom, my brother, my grandma, my uncle. Then right before I got to the stage, I hugged Coach Saban. And he always been there for me. And, you know, that's a moment that I know he wouldn't want to miss. And I asked Saban to come, and, you know, we all asked him to come. And so he made it there for us, and that's big for us that he even have him there. But when I finally got out there to shake Roger Goodell, I actually gave him a hug. I didn't want to shake his hand. I gave him a hug, man. And, you know, it's just in my head that, man, I done finally made it, man. And, you know, it's day one from here.
Noticed there were other players that had a little secret handshake, kind of had a choreographed handshake and all that stuff. What was that about?
Well, some players had a handshake, man, but, you know, guys like me and RG3, we the one with the braids and the dreads and stuff like that, Mark Barron and Drake Capretti, we were trying to fix our hats, man. Our hats weren't big enough, so, you know, we were just trying to readjust our hats, man. Some players had handshakes, man, but we were just trying to get our hats down.
Now, you talked about how you were getting your outfit together, you know, throughout that week. You were sharp, man. You had a cream suit on with the brown tie, and it had a hint of orange. So did you kind of know in the back of your mind, let me rock the Cleveland Brown colors?
You know what, man? I didn't know, man, but I had a feeling I wasn't gonna get past Cleveland Browns. I mean, but man, you know, in my head, I'm always gonna be the best dressed. So I ain't letting nobody beat me out of nothing. I'm always gonna be the best dressed.
So talk about the following day. You come to Cleveland and you meet your coaches and you meet the media. What was that like?
Pat met me at the front door. GB was there. Garrett Brown was there, and you know, we just went on from there, man. Fill out some paperwork and. You know, just from there, man, just got to work, man. And it was just like, man, I can't believe I'm here. Like, you know, it's crazy, man. And, you know, in this moment here, man, I just seized it, man, relished all of it, man, and just took it in as far as that. You know, just knowing that my mom won't have to work again, knowing that my kids not going to ever want for nothing, you know, that they ever need. So, man, it's just a blessing, man.
If you had time to talk to the young men that are about to go through this process, what advice would you share with them?
Just think smart, man. You know, the one thing I always tell, you know, people, and younger guys, when I go talk to them, man, however you want your name, remember when you leave this earth, that's going to be on you. And you don't be one of them guys that, you know, that's in the paper getting talked about, or, you know, one of them guys that's on the bad, you know, side of NFL. Don't make us look bad. You know, brand yourself, man. So, you know, you always got to wear that brand in NFL. And NFL, you know, a lot of people say stand for not for long. You know, NFL don't need you, man. So you make sure you do everything that you can to show them that, you know, I'm your guy. You know, put a story behind me, whatever you want to do, that I'm not going to be the guy that, you know, to mess up the reputation for the NFL. So, you know, one thing I tell them guys, man, think smart, man. Think twice about everything you do, man. Don't do everything just off, you know, what you think about this person, man. Just think about it and ask for different opinions.
Well, Trent, thank you for sharing your draft day experience with us.
All right, thank you, man.
Back to you, Vic.